Trick Pony by Suzuki Blue. Fandom, Young Justice. Characters Kid Flash and Robin. Read by Rhea314,
Rena Jenkins,
and Bessie Boo.
Wally spits soda halfway across the living room, choking in disbelief, and Dick makes a face, wiping a few stray drops off his sunglasses.
So not cool, dude,
he says.
You want to cuddle up with Superboy?
Wally manages, still choking and also slightly gagging. Ugh, not comfortable. Dick looks affronted.
Nobody said cuddle,
he says.
You said cuddle. I said ride like a trick pony.
You're 13!
Seriously, what was being 13 like for you?
Dick asks doubtfully, and Wally has to concede the point because, yeah, he would have said the same thing when he was 13, and did, albeit translated through straight as an arrow, God damn it, Artemis needed to get out of his head right now, and crushing on normal girls, not Superman's socially retarded clone. Still, oh God, he did not need that mental image ever. Also, Dick is tiny. Tiny, tiny, tiny. And Superboy? Superboy is not. Superboy is what Tiny lives in righteous fear of. Or should, anyway.
You're crazy,
he says, wiping soda off his mouth. And Dick just shrugs nonchalantly.
Not my fault the guy's got abs I could bounce a quarter off of,
he says.
He's Kryptonian. You could bounce a boulder off his abs. People have!
Wally squawks, although the dreamy look Dick gets at that makes him think it didn't really help.
Oh, seriously, he's like 16, or 4 months. Worse, he's both!
Miss Martian's 48,
Dick points out.
That's not my problem!
Wally protests indignantly, turning bright red.
That's a weird Martian aging thing. Totally not the same thing at all.
Because growing up fighting crime in Gotham and being aged in a vat like a fine wine are totally normal ways to mature.
Robin says, like he's agreeing, and Wally shoots him a dirty look. And then an incredulous one.
Did you just call Soupy a fine wine?
He asks disbelievingly. And then Robin's the one who's bright red.
If you ever repeat that, I'm telling Flash what happened to the first set of doors on the Flash Museum.
He threatens.
You wouldn't dare.
Not if you don't make me.
I can't believe you like Soupy,
Wally says. Just making a face at him.
He's so pissy and cranky and broody and pissy.
I know. It's so hot.
Dick says, getting that dreamy look again. And while he tries not to die, but probably comes pretty close.
Oh God, never do that again!
He manages, taking a fast swallow of soda.
No, seriously, how is that hot?
Do you know how impassioned someone has to be that pissed off all the time?
Dick asks, still looking horrifyingly dreamy. And at that thought, Wally is feeling slightly less straight as an arrow because it is not his fault the Red Arrow uniform was just a drastic improvement over that McDonald's mascot Robin Hood nonsense, damn it.
Like, forget just passioned. This is a full-on M situation. Dude, can you imagine how good that'd be in bed?
No!
Wally says loudly, dropping his soda and clapping his hands over his ears. And Dick gives him a sulky look and folds his arms over his chest in a kind of soupy-ish way, if Wally squints. Oh God, why?
Well, it would,
he says.
No, it would not,
Wally says, because he never ever needs to think of Red Arrow in that context ever.
Also, Batman is going to kill me for even being in the same hemisphere as this conversation. How can you possibly think that brooding and emotionally brain dead is a good... Wait.
Batman is pretty brooding, come to think of it. Also, well, maybe not totally brain dead on the emotions front, but about two skips short of it, and... aw, hell.
This is totally because Batman is your dad,
Wally accuses unthinkingly and probably suicidally. It occurs to him a second later, because you really never know where there are going to be bat bugs. But he's already in the hole, so might as well start digging.
He reminds you of Batman! This is one of those things where girls marry their dads!
Girls?
Dick demands indignantly, and Wally groans in despair and falls backwards against the couch, covering his face with his hands.
Oh, it is!
He says disbelievingly.
Oh my God, I cannot believe this! You want to marry Batman! Batman! Should we get Soupy a Dracula cape? Would that make it better? And somebody's gotta have a spare mask lying around somewhere.
Oh my god. Shut up!
Dick groans, kicking him off the couch.
I do not want to marry Batman. I want to marry Superboy. Just because they're officially similar.
Superficially, without super, presumably meaning more than just passingly. Wally's brain supplies automatically because speaking Robinese is officially hardwired into him now.
Doesn't actually make them that alike, okay?
And Wally technically gets it, as much as any guy can get his best friend wanting to ride the Superman's clone train, but there are way more important concerns here.
You totally just said you wanted to marry Superboy,
he says, and Dick turns bright red.
The first set of doors and the third.
He threatens immediately, but Wally just starts sniggering.
Did you make sure Soupy wasn't here before you brought this whole secret crush thing up?
He asks.
He and Aqualad are going to be training with Black Canary for another hour. He won't walk in on us.
Dick counters haughtily, waving him off. Wally raises both eyebrows, not even bothering to smirk.
Uh-huh, and how does that make him suddenly not have super hearing? So how's that whole train by the world's greatest detective thing working out for you, dude?
Shut up.
The end.